And here we go. You looking for doggies?
Yeah. Yeah.
Could
have been a chicken.
Could have been a chicken. It's true. Do 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 do. Wow! Look at them things! It's going crazy!
Yeah.
Well, on the front, it's just about as tall.
Yeah?
This is Patrick Pumpkin, the other one is Cedar Pumpkin.
Oh, yeah? Got some names, eh? Or is that the flavors?
No.
Just names?
Just when I talk to them, that's what I call them.
Okay. You want to do something about that today, Matt?
Maybe I'm going to try on Saturday, too.
Oh, you want to do it Saturday?
Yeah, to take out those.
Alright.
Looks like it rained here. What's that?
Yeah, it does look like it rained. Oh, they're having to put in interesting things to keep the doggies from getting through the fence. Oh no.
Yeah. Poor mama dog, she was sitting there eating and all those puppies were trying to nurse. Crawling all over each other trying to do it because, you know, they
have to do more puppies. Oh, gracious. That's why moms like their peace.
I'm all touched out. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Oh. Every morning, pups. What's the story?
Hello.
You just wanting some attention? Oh well. What's he barking at? Can't see a thing. Oh, in the house.
Yeah.
We can't think they're barking at us because it's like you can't see us yet. Like, what are you barking at? Pollen? what do they call that? Being high strung or? Very nice. Hard-hearted and stiff-necked. Oh my gosh. That was like a number that she's had for 5 billion years.
I know.
But
she said they were
like
$80 a month.
God. I think it's incentive to get people off the landline. At the... Well... They are transferring to more. They would prefer everybody have cell phones, and CenturyLink provides the infrastructure for the stuff, which I think is most of their business now.
But when the cell towers go down,
yeah.
There's nothing to
say. That's why we got amateur radio, gorgeous.
Yes. Who else has it?
Oh, a few. There's already provision made for passing information around the old-fashioned way, kind of like telegrams. You get a message, it gets transcribed, then you send some kid to go send it to somebody. And you go, that's what we're going to be reduced to? And you go, wasn't so bad in the at the time. Telegrams were a nice thing. So, yeah.
Look
at a dog.
Matt?
Yeah,
he's trying to miss the water. I'm just going to do it, Matt. I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, you're in a small town.
Holding me back, dude. Oh, well, they need to speed up. Maybe it is a cat. It's a cat. That's nice. Cats don't tend to really come after you. I think even when they're rabid, they won't do it. Of course, I don't know.
Well,
funny thing. Yeah, without, you know, doing something about it. Yeah, not just sitting there. Mushy?
Mushy face.
Uh-oh.
Get out of here, mushy. Get off my porch. I didn't invite you here.
Well, if we're not going to go with BBs and 22s, maybe we should just get you one of them water guns. Can't take those. Little crackles. Perfect. That's piss. I've seen those movies. Those weird 80s movies, huh? Come on.
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
You think you can carry mountains beautiful this morning?
You think?
Oh.
Yeah. So yeah, I was reading some Bible commentary on being stiff-necked, you know, the whole thing about the oxen and stuff like that. That's why it's a good analogy. All the farmers knew exactly what you were talking about. It was an ox that wouldn't respond to commands. You know the old goad?
Yeah.
they would goad them with a on their neck usually. That's where the neck reference comes from, I guess. Well, I don't know if that's what the goad was for. It was just to give you directions. If you wouldn't follow the directions, then you were a pretty poor ox. You know, chances are they'd get rid of you somehow. And the hard heart was just being uncompassionate. You know?
I think hard heart is a little more than just not being
passionate. I don't know.
I think your heart becomes so hard you don't listen to God anymore. I mean, look at that.
But that's what... I guess that's why stiff neck comes with it. But I think there are two different aspects. I think what you're talking about is stiff-necked.
No.
I think hard-hearted is a different thing.
No, because that's not what the... Like that woman said, every time that there was a war,
uh-huh.
It started out because their hearts were hard.
But isn't that being not being compassionate to other people? That's all I'm thinking. Otherwise, they would just use one term that would stand for both. You know, it doesn't have to be that way, but... If I'm engraving something in gold plates, which are a pain in the butt to work with, I'm not going to use any more words than I have to get the point across. Of course, they're transcribing speeches and stuff, which, you know, you try to do verbatim. You don't edit them, I guess. But still, I would think they would mean different things. But we have whole phrases that stand for just one concept, so it's not outside the realm of possibility, for Pete's sake. Well, what's the opposite? We've got some things for, you know, tells us to have a. Contrite spirit. No, I think it's always still, it may be contrite heart once in a while, but I think it's mostly contrite spirit.
Broken
heart. So I think it would be kind of that I've always looked at that as being the opposite of hard-hearted and stiff-necked. So if it says a broken heart, that must mean that a hard heart is unbroken. But what does that mean? And that's where I come off with the whole thing of, it's almost a thing of compassion. You know, I would always equate, like, if a beggar puts up their petition to you and you turn them away, that is always considered kind of hard-hearted. You know, and I think that's a compassion thing. So yeah, I think I'm going to stick with the
with your definition?
With that it probably has something more to do with compassion than anything else. Because I always think that modern definitions for everything, which are put forth by a lot of Latter-day Saints, are really I don't have a good word for it. Overwrought, maybe, is a good word for it. You know, you're supposed to love everybody, no matter what. Unconditional love. And you're going, where the heck did you get that from? It says, compassion doesn't mean that you give them all of your possessions and you become a beggar. Huh? Yes, it says that's not compassion. That may be what's demanded. That's kind of Shana's thing. No matter what I do, you're supposed to love me no matter what. And you're going, I don't want to. I said, number one, I'm not going to go to the place of love, okay? It says, here's compassion. I'm letting you live. I'm not doing what was done in the past, which was mostly, if you were to exhibit these kinds of things, we were supposed to kill you. Yeah. So, it says, that may not be construed as very deep compassion, and you're going, but it's compassion. And as I've read about God more and the Savior, I think we imbue them with this kind of almost psychotic fawning and say, that's love. And that's, and and we're supposed to do even better than that, right? And you're going, you know, people always bring up, well, what about if your neighbor demands your cloak or your coat, also give him your cloak. If he demands you carry a burden for him for a mile, carry it for him too. And then they kind of put that forward as, this is exactly how you're supposed to. This is love. And you're going, no. This is what you do when you're under the thumb. This is what you do with those who have put themselves in authority over you. This is how you behave toward them in order to get along and things to work out okay for you. It says, that's about. As far as I'm aware of, that's part of that. Yeah. And you're going, no, that is not kind of expectation among compassionate people for each other. Oh, sure. Well, you're going to start seeing that pretty soon. I demand that job, and you go, okay. It says, I'm not in any position to stop you. Nor is it my place. You are my master. You could demand my life, and there's very little I could do about it, except pray to God that better days will come. That's all you can do. I was pondering the whole thing of, are we at a Helam sort of moment here, Father? Or are we just, you know, Do we fight back? Do we try to defend ourselves? Or do we simply submit? And it's almost like if we don't submit, there's no escape. There is no promised land across the sea that God has prepared for us. This is it. We are on the promised land.
Yeah.
This is it. This is as good as it gets. And you go, yeah. If they demand this and they demand that, you go, yes, Master. And if they get all weird and say, why are you saying that? Going, because you're forcing me to do something against my will and I have no choice but to comply. You're the master, I'm the slave. Oh, I don't have slaves. And you go, that's for you to decide because you're the master. He says, I'm just here to do what I'm told and make my life any more miserable than you choose to already. So and I think that's kind of the signals we're getting out of the brethren. We will capitulate. Anytime they tell us something bad's happening, we will roll over and give them what they want. And you go, apparently survival is the important thing this time around. Perhaps, I don't know. Well, I know the brethren will say, we need to rise up. We try to do it by democratic republican means, and it's falling apart. We've got to fight for our Constitution. Got to fight for our freedom. And you go, there's plenty of examples of when that was true, too. So the question is, what does the Lord want us to do? Anything? Shana's Facebook thing. She played a little song on her ukulele. I don't know who it's from. It's all about being kind and nice and all that stuff. It's like, oh yeah. Hi. Yeah. Says, it's all optics for you. How you want to appear. Yeah, and you go, whatever. And she's really happy because she goes, this is probably going to make it so I can get health care. Keep on getting my ADHD meds, which I thought she said that she had gotten off of. And her expensive therapy. And you're going, no. I didn't mean to be rude, but I always kind of considered her ADHD type stuff to be just a little bit contrived.
Yeah, I agree. Because she's not that hyperactive.
Yeah, I said, you don't have most of the things that are about that.
When she was reading a book, or when she was doing art, there was no attention to her.
Yeah. So... Yeah, no. But you know, if you're wonderful professionals and experts who know more about this than anybody else does.
They also say that it's older that gets better.
Yeah. Yeah. They're bound and determined to tell you that these are your problems.
But you can
spend your money. This is, yeah, this is, I you know, Who am I to question? All I'm saying is, I wasn't in the position to pay for it before, and I'm certainly, and now I'm just disinclined to be helpful about it now. Sorry. You're not being compassionate. And you go, I'm sorry. It says, I'm also your parent. I'm supposed to be teaching you something. And this is what I'm teaching you. To treat people like crap, they're not going to help you. And that's just simply that. It says, where you say how wonderful you are, but only to a certain group of people. And I'm just anyway. Yeah. So she had a mohawk. It looked stupid. Because she really doesn't have the hair for it.
She also
Yeah, that was what she was saying. She goes, I got a weird head. And you go, yeah, that's why you grow hair on it, so it doesn't look so weird. Anyway, so there is that. But she seems to be continuing on. Yeah, so I don't know. I hope she's happy. If she really needs something and she can't get it from another source, which is probably isn't going to happen, I says, then she can come back and I says, we can talk. I have never given the impression that I wouldn't talk to her. And you're going, that's
well,
not free will.
When she's not
close to person. I don't know. I think God would feel compelled by our attempts to do the right thing and to keep our covenant, to put forth a little more effort in her behalf. But I think that's where it comes from. You know? I think it's because of the righteousness of Alma the elder that we even know about Alma the younger. He's got other brothers and sisters that we don't know about.
Yeah.
So for all I know, yeah, for all I know, they didn't bring up the rest because they all went down the other path and they weren't recovered. They didn't come back. Oh yeah, maybe they were fine. He was just, but you know, the whole story was his redemption and what he became. You know, that part of the Book of Mormon is definitely the story of his family. And we get a whole lot more of him and his family than anybody else. So it's almost like that's the focus. It's Alma the Younger. He's the central character of the whole monstrosity. We knew the names of three of his sons. Wow. We don't know that about his father. And you go, because the only reason why we have the story of his father is because he was the father of Alma the Younger. Oh, no. I'm not saying that he didn't do anything worthwhile. I'm just saying that seems to be where the locus of the story is. It isn't on his father, it's on Alma the Younger. That's the story. The little bits that talk about Alma the Elder are much smaller. You actually get your story about him in the first, you know, in probably about 6 or 7 chapters, where Alma the Younger is huge. And then we just kind of get his children going down. Helaman, Helaman, Nephi, Nephi. You know, so then it becomes kind of family history. But there's a big chunk that's just, we're going to talk about Alma the Younger. That's the story. That's relevant. That's things that people need to hear in the future. And you go, okay. So, anyway. Yeah. Yeah? Yeah? I don't know. Good question. It's tricky. Alma was the zone leader, and Amulek was the zone leader's companion. So, yeah. He was the prophet's, you know, companion. I don't know. Maybe. See, and that would be construed as, well, he had no compassion. And you're going, oh, guy, I don't know.
So they ought to tell them. You know, one of their dreams is that they want you to have a place.
Yeah.
But
wouldn't that be a good justification for never really fighting back against anything? Why not let the Nephite nation be destroyed in Captain Moroni's time, for instance? Oh, okay. I just don't know, and I don't know where the breaking points are. You know, where the Lord says, okay, fine, you guys have gone too far. I'm tired. I'm going to let your enemies wipe you out. I don't know where that is. Right. But there's plenty of things where it's nothing like that happened.
Joseph and Hiram were in jail.
Yeah. And nope. Oh yeah. I don't know. Listen, we don't know. We don't know what we don't know what the Lord wants. That's part of us having a contrite heart, I guess. It's just saying, we'll just wait and see. That's really in all the stuff about the last days. The only thing that we are told is to watch and pray. As far as I know, that's all we're supposed to do, is watch and pray. It's kind of like the Civil War. The Mormons out in Utah were not involved. They were not called up. In fact, the troops that were sent out to try to quell the Mormons were mostly taken back then. But yeah, there was, I don't get any impression that any of the Latter-day Saints were involved in the Civil War at all, particularly. Didn't fight for one side or the other. Yeah, but see, they would have been called up under normal circumstances. Civil War, for Pete's sake. But not really. You know, like I said, it's kind of a misnomer to call it Civil War. The thing that we're having now, that is a Civil War. This is a Civil War. That wasn't. That was to try to keep other states from breaking away. I said, this is definitely, these people want to have control of the government and tell a conquered people what they were going to be doing now. They want to change the order of government. You know, it's like the moon turning red and stuff like that. You go, you know, that happens about every 4 or 5 months or so. And you're going, there's no way of telling which one they meant. So yeah, should I?
No,
I don't think it's going to be an event. Yeah, they're going to call it eclipses. They happen all the time. So yeah. It may give you a sense for kind of an order of when things happen at a certain time. But yeah, it says, as for being a sign that makes people repent and stuff like that, that's not what it doesn't seem to be what it's going to do. Well, there's a possibility of that happening. They said there's an eclipse coming up that's, it looks like a ring. For some reason, the moon is further away and doesn't completely block out the sun, like a normal one does. So maybe that's what you're talking about. Maybe it'll be like that. But yeah, says, as far as I'm aware of, none of the prophecies of the last days involve us. You know? I mean, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be dictators, there's going to be all kinds of terrible things. There's going to be huge armies, and we'll probably be part of those things. But it's like, so what are we supposed to do? And you go, and that's all I get out of it, is watch and pray. And you go, wow, okay. Don't do anything. Maybe that's what the brethren are dealing with. And people say, what should we do? And you go, nothing. Nothing, watch and pray. Stay close to the Savior, that's all. Yeah. Yeah. And know that when you see the signs, that those are evidence that God's still there, that everything He prophesied is going to happen, and that we're going to win. Well, the Lord's going to win. This is going to be for us. Says, I don't have understand what we are. Says, I don't get that. The Lord's going to win. It says in nobody said don't join the army. Nobody said anything. You can continue to do what you can do. That we're going to continue doing that,
like,
yeah.
It's going to go on?
We should.
So,
yeah. I see too many people making the choice not to do that. And you go, okay, because you don't have faith in God. I don't think that was a command, particular to these, the reference you're talking about. It's just the old, that's why I did the strange talk I gave, which I'm sure people went, what on earth is he talking about? You know, about making covenants with God, celestial marriage, getting married, having children. And you're going, why is he talking about this? And they're going, because that's what we're supposed to be doing. Continue living. In fact, continue living as if this stuff isn't happening. If you're all of a sudden under the authority of some dictator, what are you supposed to do? Do what the dictator tells you to do. If he tells you not to pray vocally, pray in secret. You know? They tell you to do something horrendous, it says, chances are, you better do it. And all you can say is, Father, I'm being compelled to do this. This is not my choice.
Yeah, talking about
Yeah, I know. Oh, I don't know.
It's really hard to get out of here. Don't they just help you with your whole house drive?
You can't get help with several houses.
Yeah, they're all staying there for 3.5 years. You know there's nothing to stay there.
Oh.
Why
don't
they buy a house?
Yeah, I don't know if this is... I don't think houses are good investments right now. It says the market's way too volatile. The future is interesting. Well, it's hard to save money when you're renting. Of course, most of the savings you get out of houses come at the far end, not at the front end. Yeah. Well, I guess they hadn't. They'd probably moved around quite a bit. Which means you couldn't hold on to a house. To go that way. I'm perfectly happy with our situation now. This is good. Pay my tax. I can keep my house. Anyway, yeah, so when I fret about it, it's like, you know what, there's nothing you can do about it, don't fret about it. You're living in a half-socialistic society anyway, heck, you work for a university, that's as socialistic as America has ever gotten so far. Is that gonna screw up my job? I don't think so. I'm in one of the best positions it can possibly be. The only way they can downsize me is if they decide to go to the cloud. And it's gonna take time to go to the cloud. It's not just stuff that you do and decide 1 week and 2 weeks later it's done. So that's not exactly how it works. Yeah. Well, it's a pleasant one. Yes. It's Satan's continual anger at Lisa. You know what, Lisa? You got good enemies. If Satan's giving you crap, you must be doing pretty good. We're just doing our best to give Satan fewer tools with which to destroy it. Like a mortgage. Maybe that's part of these solar panels. Start working things. So that our circumstance don't compel us to do. Anyway, Yahoo! Wee-haw! All that fun stuff. Oh no! Gotta put big rocks in them! Good layer of something heavy. And in the water. When we come off of this hill and we start going down by the park, we need to slow down. Because I don't think I get a good cool off out of this at all. That's why my feet are always kind of, among other things, I'm sure, but we keep trudging at the same old pace. It's like, oh, we should take it easy. At least the last few blocks. The other side of Washington, maybe? I don't know. I'm just this guy. Ignore me if you like. And this is why our Christian friends have a tough time. And it might be good for us not really to be too strongly associated with them. You know? Horns aren't one of us, and you go, that might be a good thing that you say that. Because when they come, you know, when you're Christians, because you have no prophet, you have no tie to God except for 2,000-year-old stories, good though they may be, this is all you got, your Bible, and your interpretation of what it might mean at any given moment. I said, the chances of you doing something immensely stupid are amazing. Because there's plenty of people saying, we need to rise up. We need to start shooting at all these people. We need to do this, we need to do that. And you're going, well, it says, I don't know. Well, the Bible says, it says, yeah, the Bible says a lot of things. at a lot of different times. And to be honest, you guys don't have prophets to even tell you if you're on the right course or not. You don't even have a prophet that will tell you that you need to repent when you're pretty dang sure you don't have to. Because that's the problem with not having prophets. Number one, God can't really talk to you. And number two, you don't really know where you stand.
That's one of the first things President Nelson said to us when he became president.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Daily.
Yeah. And so, yeah, he says the Christians are quite likely to get themselves destroyed by some charismatic figure ramping them up to go to war against their enemies. Probably our best idea is stay out of the way, because they're going to get crushed. They think that we're insane and that we're not one of them. That might very well work in our favor. He says, I'm not going to sit here and say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. Says, no, I'm not going to. If you say, well, you say that you follow Jesus Christ, but it's a different one. You go, okay, that's fine. You're right, I do. My Jesus Christ does a lot of things that yours apparently did not do. And does not do and would not do. And so there it is. I think you nailed it. We're like Christians. Like Christians are like Jews. There you go. There it is. I'm grateful for those of the Christian persuasion that choose to be just kind of live and let live with Latter-day Saints. I'm grateful for that. I think we'll just have to watch and see. And we'll see what the Christians do. You can say, well, it's that darn Supreme Court, and you go, well, says, yeah, Donald Trump did the best he could. He took the best advice he could find. And look, it seemed like he was trying to put conservatives on there. How'd that go? It says, it didn't. Heck, one of the guys on the other side of it was one of the liberal justices. The ones that are like, oh yeah, no, they were appointed by a Democrat, and they were definitely done for their liberal leaning, or their leftist leaning. And he voted against it. He said, oh, we shouldn't do this. This is a bad idea. Things that people can put on and take off like a shirt. I'm a woman today. You have to hire me. Because if you don't, I get to work you over. And a couple of days later, all this stuff with Shayna, it's like, I think she was doing it because she thought it was going to get her closer to what she wants. I said, I'm not really sure what she wants. Supposed to get paid for breathing. says, Jamie, you're pretty dang close. I guess so. Anyway, yeah, so it's like, well, whatever. Says, I'm not saying that work is the great law. I think God just said that because that was just going to be the reality. We're going to try to slow down. Yeah, we need to move slower. The cool down, Matt.
If you want to keep walking at the same pace you can, Dad and I are slowing down, okay?
Yeah, because 20-year-olds, 27-year-olds, 28-year-olds, whatever, you can behave that way. Seems like the older you get, the more you got to think about a thousand things. Worry about this, worry about that. Yeah. Leisurely. Leisure Lisa. Anyway, yeah. So, what is it? Watch, pray, follow the prophet. If the prophet's not saying to do something, hang in there. Look at your own revelation about, you know, the more intimate things, your job, where you live, your children, your things. But yeah, nothing else. Well, if nothing else, this is the time to be grateful for apostles and prophets. Because, you know, interesting. I guess. Well, because she's decided that she's one of the oppressed people. You know, it's like that thing. She put on the oppressed shirt because it worked in her favor at some point. And now she's paying the wages of that choice. Which is, yeah. Her tendency is to be one of those people. She wants to identify with that. And you go, okay. You go, yeah. If you... I think there's things about if you follow Satan, you know. You tend to pay your wages to him. For all that you have. And you go, sadly... He doesn't have good follow through, that Satan guy. He's not going to... Well, he's gotten Shana and most of her ilk to the point to where they have no interest in eternal life. So as far as I'm aware of, they all crave oblivion. You know? It's all about having fun in the moment. Yeah, that's right. They'll be very upset when, after they're dead, they go... Everybody assured me that I could do whatever I wanted during life because there was nothing after it. And you go, your parents tried to tell you. And you just said how backward and stupid and unhip they were. And you go, yep, yep, yep. You go, well, I hope you did some good acts because we hopefully got you in the groove to do that. She's trying to be a decent person. Apparently somebody got on to her for her cussing. And she's she's trying to cut down on cussing. It's like, good. That's a good thing. Yeah, it says, you figured that was part and parcel with, you know, being rebellious. I'm not going to be tied up in any of this stuff. Yeah, I said, do you want to stay here? Do you want us to keep feeding you? He says, you'll start behaving better. It's like, oh, okay. Wow, I'm still amazed by the pumpkin. That's awesome. Oh, hope we got some tasty recipes that don't all just taste like pumpkin all the time. They were okay. They were great. But I also know that pumpkin requires lots of processing, unless you just bake them, you know? And then you got to mush them up, then you got to do all that if you're going to turn them into, like, pie filling or...
Puree.
Puree, thank you. Mm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But, see my little carrots growing in that little container? At the end of the week, I'm going to transfer them over to the other side where the other ones are.
Oh, okay.